There is a Vedic version, Jasmin Vigyate Sarvamegvam Vigyatam Bhavati, which means that by knowing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everything becomes known to the devotee. Similarly, by going to the planet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can know all the other planetary systems on the path to Vaikuntha. We should remember that Dhruva Maharaj's body was different from our bodies. While boarding the Vaikuntha airplane, his body changed to completely spiritual golden hue. No one can surpass the higher planets in a material body. But when one gets a spiritual body, he can travel not only to the higher planetary systems of this material world, but even to the still higher planetary system known as Vaikuntha Loka. It is well known that Narad Muni travels everywhere, both in the spiritual and material world. It should be noted also that while Suniti was going to Vaikuntha Loka, she also changed her body into spiritual form. Like Sri Suniti, every mother should train her child to become a devotee like Dhruva Maharaj. Suniti instructed her son, even at the age of 5 years, to be unattached to worldly affairs and to go to the forest to search out the Supreme Lord. She never desired that her son remain at home comfortably without ever undertaking austerities and penances to achieve the fever of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Every mother, like Suniti, must take her care of her son and train him to become a brahmachari from the age of 5 years and to undergo austerities and penances for spiritual realization. The benefit will be that if her son becomes a strong devotee like Dhruva, certainly not only will he be transferred back home, back to Godhead, but she will also be transferred with him to the spiritual world. Even though she may be unable to undergo austerities and penances in executing devotional service. Tatra tatra prasansadhi pathi vaimani koi surai avikirjamana dadrishe kushumai kramasa grahan. While Dhruva Maharaj was passing through space, he gradually saw all the planets of the solar system, and on the path he saw all the demigods in their airplanes showering flowers upon him like rain. So, this purport, Prabhupada makes two very important points. That's one is, when you get to know Krishna, we get to know everything. Jasmin Vigyate Sarvamevam Vigyatam Bhavati. Knowing him, everything becomes known. There is another line also after that. Jasmin Prapte Sarvamevam Praptam Bhavati. Getting him, everything becomes achieved. Now the question may arise, how is it possible? Knowing him, everything becomes known. We may know Krishna, but I may not know Mr. Tom and Dick and Harry. So how can it be possible that Jasmin Vigyate Sarvamevam Vigyatam Bhavati? In this respect, a very nice example has been given. That when the sun comes up, what happens? In the light of the sun, you see the sun and you see everybody else. So knowing Krishna is something like that. Rising of the sun in the world of darkness. So that is the understanding. When you got to know Krishna, everything becomes known. Because it's a different type of realization. It's not a kind of knowledge that we acquire by getting informations in our and storing them in our memory. Material knowledge, how do we get knowledge? We get material knowledge in a deductive way. We get informations. We get informations, and by that we get to know. So I may not know Mr. Tom, but when somebody introduces Mr. Tom to me and I see him and I get to know him, I get to know Mr. Tom. Or I may not know what Ujjain is, but I come to Ujjain and then I get to know the city of Ujjain. And then I get to know the people of Ujjain. This is how it's a matter of receiving informations with our senses and storing them in the memory. That is what knowledge is. But spiritual knowledge is not something like that. Spiritual knowledge has been described as Divyagyan Hriday Prakashita. The transcendental knowledge is revealed in the heart. Divyagyan Hriday Prakashita. It's revealed in the heart. Prakashita. Prakashita means revelation. So that's why we have to. It's something like, it's an analogy, it's not exactly like this. Analogies are like giving an idea what it is like, but exactly it is not the same. So the idea is that just like when the sun comes up, in the dark, do you see something? Do you see anything? We see something with a little lamp. Wherever the lamp is projected, we see only that much. When the light of the lamp, we see some portion in darkness. But when sun comes up, then what happens? The whole entire darkness is removed. No darkness. Jaha Krishna taha nahi mayar adhikar. Where Krishna rises, there is no room for maya. There is no room for illusion. There is no room for ignorance. The darkness of ignorance is immediately dispelled and one becomes situated in transcendental knowledge. Similarly, by going to the planet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can know all the other planetary systems on the path of Vaikuntha. So, Dhruva Maharaj is now going, surpassing all the other planetary systems, especially the higher planetary systems. How many of you remember the geography of the universe? Archana is laughing. Archana, can you tell us? There are seven. How many planets are there in the universe?
14.
Yeah. And how many of them are higher planetary systems? Very good. So, and where is the Earth planet? Earth planet is in the middle. So, beyond Earth planet, above Earth planet, how many planets are there? No, beyond Earth planet is six. Can you tell me what's the name of those six planets? Okay. Bhurlok is the Earth planet.
Bhurlok.
Yes. Mahalok. Very good. Shampari, you want to add something? Okay. So, there are seven higher planetary systems. For Earth planet, there are six higher. Bhurloka. Beyond Bhurloka is Bhuvarloka, Swarloka. Swarloka is called Swargaloka. Then beyond Swargaloka is Maharloka. Then Janaloka. Then Tapaloka. Then Sattaloka. So Dhruva Maharaj is passing all this. He passed all these higher planetary systems. And what is beyond that? That is not the whole thing. The universe is round, right? Like an egg. Like a football. The planetary systems are inside. And this football is floating in the causal ocean. Each universe is actually floating in causal ocean. So Brahma is lying in the cause, in the causal ocean, the universe is floating, and in each universe, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is lying on a bed of Anantashesh, Sheshnag, and Lakshmi Devi is serving him there. And where is Sheshnag? He is actually floating in the causal, in the Garbha ocean. And from the navel of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu comes one lotus. And Brahma is situated on that lotus. So then we can see, the universe is there on the stem of the lotus, but there is an outer covering, right? Outer covering of the universe. So one has to not only go beyond Saptaloka, but one has to penetrate through the outer covering. This outer covering consists of seven layers. What are those seven layers? Yes, there are the earth in the causal form. It's not earth, but it is the cause of earth that is there, the covering. The causal water, then fire, then air, then ether, then mind, then false ego, and so we got seven. But there is another covering outside of that. The covering of the material nature. And on those areas, the Lord is present in different ways. In the earth layer, the Lord is present as Varahadeva. In water layer, the Lord is present as Kurmadeva. In the fire, He is as Vaishyanar. And then, He is present as Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Shankarshan. And then finally, it is the layer of Mayadevi. And in that layer, the Lord is present as Mohini Murti. Mayadevi is worshipping the Lord in His form as Mohini Murti. So when one goes back to Vaikuntha, one has to go through these planetary, this arrangement. And what is beyond that? Beyond that is the causal ocean. Beyond that is Brahma Jyoti. Beyond that is Mahesh Dham, the abode of Lord Shiva. And then beyond that is Vaikuntha. So this is how one goes. One goes back to Godhead, passing through all these areas. This has been very beautifully described in Brihad Bhagavatamritam by Srila Sanatana Goswami. And what is the way to get out of this material nature and go back to the spiritual sky? Devotional service. Can you imagine how difficult it is to go out of this material nature? In the causal ocean, each universe is floating like a mustard seed. One universe is floating like a mustard seed. And in this universe, there are 14 planetary systems. In that floating planetary system, there is a Bhulloka, earth planet. And we are in that earth planet. In the earth planet, there are few oceans. Atlantic, Pacific, and so forth. Now, can you swim across this Atlantic Ocean? So, can you imagine how difficult it's going to be to swim across causal ocean where the universe is floating like a mustard seed or a bubble? It's impossible. Now, you may not be able to cross Atlantic Ocean, but when you sit in an aeroplane, what happens? Is it difficult to cross? I practically cross Atlantic Ocean every 2 months. So that is how it becomes easy when you are in a vehicle, like an aeroplane. Even Srinivas came flying across from London. Of course, he didn't have to cross the Atlantic at that time. But so this is how we can see that by dint of our own effort, it may be difficult, but if there is a proper arrangement and we take shelter of that arrangement, then it becomes easy. So similarly, going back to Godhead may be impossible otherwise, but if there is a vehicle, then it becomes, and if we get into that vehicle, then it is easy. So what is the vehicle that takes us back to the spiritual world? From Bhagavatam, we are getting the information again and again and again. How many of you know what is the information available in Srimad Bhagavatam? Ganga Narayan's hand came up first. Let's hear what Ganga Narayan has to say. Yeah. Very good. The human body. But just by getting human body, can we get across? Okay, fine. Yeah, Ganga Narayan is revealing state by state. Guru, the boatman, the boat is not enough. The boat has to be expertly steered, expertly conducted. So who does that? The spiritual master. Let us see what Krishnarjan had to say.
The boat of the lotus feet of the Lord takes us across the ocean. For those who are in this world, which is full of danger at every
stage. Very good. So, the human body provides us the facility, but the boat is the lotus feet of the Lord. And, okay. Okay. Okay, very good. Shampiyari?
Ocean becomes so small, like the footprints of a small
car.
So, boat is always on the one side because it becomes so small.
Which is the boat? What is the boat?
Boat is.
Did you hear what Krishnachand said? He also, I always forget your name. What name comes in my mind is Sony. Shankar. Lotus feet of Krishna. And lotus feet, how can I get into the lotus feet of Krishna? What is the ticket? To get into the, yes? The ticket is devotional service. Yurendra devotional service, holy name is also a way of doing devotional service, but the main thing is, it's only by devotional service that one becomes qualified to go across. You take to the process of devotional service, and all these other considerations fit in. How do you have access to devotional service when you get the human body? And then what is the boat? The shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. You don't have to do anything. Just hold on to the lotus feet of the Lord. How do you hold on to the lotus feet of the Lord? Or how you board the aeroplane? Aeroplane, can you get into the aeroplane without buying a ticket? So the ticket is devotional service. So that's why it has been pointed out that devotional service is the way to go back to Godhead. Otherwise, it's practically impossible. Practically impossible. Without devotion, you can even go up to Param Padam, meaning spiritual world. But Patanti Adha, he'll fall down. Because he disregarded the lotus feet of the Lord. Patanti Adha, Anadrita Yushmadangrayo. Somehow he made it up to there, but he won't get an entry because he doesn't have the ticket. Or you can say visa. He may have gone, you may have gone to America, but in the American border, there's the immigration department. And if the immigration department sees that you don't have a visa, back to your country. So the visa is the devotional service. Ticket is the devotional service. So devotional service is the way. Bhakti. Through bhakti only can one achieve the spiritual world. Who can justify that from any quotation from the scripture, that bhakti is the way to achieve spiritual perfection? Very good. Any other verse? Very good. Yeah. So time and time again we are seeing that by bhakti only that one can achieve spiritual perfection. Okay, so you want to go back to Godhead? Did you ready to buy the ticket? Do you have the money? I'm sorry, not money. Do you have the means? Right? The means is very simple. You don't have to go and earn money. What is the means? What is the means for bhakti? Offer yourself. Do you have that? You have yourself. Just offer yourself to Krishna and that's the price for bhakti. And that, as I was saying, sarva dharman padiktajya. Mamekam sharanam braja. Surrender unto me. Surrender unto me. So this is the way to go back to the spiritual sky. The second part of the thing is very important for the mothers. How many mothers here have children? How many mothers have sons? Very good. So listen very carefully. Prabhupada is saying that the mothers should bring up their children like Mother Suniti did her son Dhruva Maharaj. 5-year-old boy. What did the mother say? Ghar mein raho, padhai karo, padhai khatam hota hai, to nokri dhundo, nokri mil jata hai, to shadi karo. Prabhupada said that although they saw that by getting married how they suffered, they want the children to suffer also. Their feeling is, okay, I suffer, now you suffer. What did Mother Suniti say? Go to the forest and search for Vishnu. Search for Narayana. She didn't see that, oh, my son is only 5-year-old boy. She didn't see that, oh, my son is a prince. How can he go to the forest alone? He's the son of a king. But what did the mother say? Give up all material attachments. There's nothing to gain in this material world. In the material nature, everything is a phantasmagoria. Everything else is a meaningless illusion. It gives you an allurement of enjoyment, but you don't enjoy, you suffer. So try to find out the ultimate goal of life. And if the mother can educate her child, educate her son in this way, then if the son becomes a pure devotee, mother will also go back. As Suniti did. So mothers, very carefully, every mother, listen carefully, Prabhupada's words. Every mother like Suniti must take care of her son and train him to become a brahmachari from the age of 5 years. Train them to become brahmacharis. So this is how one becomes a real mother and brings up a child. Janani na sasa namo chayajya samupetu mrittum. That mother is not a mother if she cannot deliver her son from imminent death. And how do we get saved from death? By achieving Krishna bhakti. By practicing spiritual life. Okay, so how did you all like the Jagannath temple kirtan last night? How many of you are there? Very good. And did you all thank Mukunda for arranging the program?
Yes.
Thank you, Mukunda. We had a very nice program. Everyone enjoyed it. And the prasad was very nice also. The khichdi was very nice, although it was very very hot. But I can understand, we are in Madhya Pradesh. In midday meal, you know how much chili we use every day? Mukunda, how much chili we use every day in the midday meal? Bora. Basket. Okay. And each bag has how much?
50 kilos.
Each bag. No. I think each bag has about 20. So we use about 60 kilos of chili every day. And that is green chili and red chili, powdered red chili. 5 to 10 kilos every day. Well, Now we know why people in Madhya Pradesh are so cool.
Yeah.
So also in that program, while I was at the end of the program, when I was narrating the story of Jagannath's appearance, in the course of that, I discussed about how Jarasandha was attacking Mathura. And while describing that, I made a mistake, so I wanted to correct it. I said that when Jarasandha attacked for 18th time, Narakasura also attacked Mathura. But it was not Narakasura, it was actually Kalajavana. Kalajavana. And there is a very nice, this also I did not describe because I got mixed up, so I could not narrate it properly. So I'll just tell you all. Kalajavana was extremely powerful. And he was the enemy of the Jadus. So Narad Muni instigated him to attack Mathura and fight with Krishna. So, because he said that Krishna is your suitable match. So Kalajavana then went and attacked Mathura and challenged Krishna. So Krishna came out of the city gate without carrying any weapon. Just came out. Just empty handed. And seeing Krishna, Kalajavana became very, very surprised. He became, because he saw, he's so attractive, so handsome, so beautiful. He was, his bodily complexion is like monsoon cloud, bluish. And he was wearing silk, yellow silk garment. And there was beautiful Vaidurya Mani decorating his neck. And he was beautifully dressed, ornamented, and there was a Vaijayanti mala. He was wearing a garland. So when Kalajavana saw that Krishna didn't have any weapon, he also dropped his weapon, because the Kshatriyas, they follow some code of conduct of war, that they won't fight with an unarmed enemy, with a weapon. So if the enemy doesn't have a weapon, he will also not have any weapon, have a fight hand to hand. So he thought that he will catch him. So Kalajavana tried to catch Krishna, but no matter how fast he was running, he couldn't catch Krishna. And in Srimad Bhagavatam it has been described that this Kalajavana did not become free from his sinful reactions, that's why he couldn't catch Krishna. He couldn't touch Krishna. Who can touch Krishna? Only one who has become free from all his sinful reactions. But Kalajavana was very, very sinful. Therefore, for him it was, although Krishna came so close to him, he couldn't touch Krishna. And in this way, then finally Krishna entered into a cave. So Krishna actually made this arrangement because Kalajavana had the blessing that he won't be killed by any of the Jadu members of the Jadu family. So Krishna, because he was in the Jadu family, Kalajavana was not to die in Krishna's hands. So Krishna made this arrangement. He just entered into a cave. And in that cave, there was a very special personality sleeping. His name is Muchukunda. So Muchukunda had been fighting on behalf of the demigods against the demons. For a long, long time he fought for the demigods. He was such a powerful king, that he could even fight on behalf of the demigods, like to protect the demigods, because the demigods did not have a general to lead their army. So Muchukunda was actually leading that demigods army. So Mushikunda fought for many, many years according to demigods' calculations. But then Kartikeya was born. The demigods needed a general, Deva general. So Kartikeya was born from Parvati and Lord Shiva. So when he was born, when he appeared, then the demigods told him, okay, now you can retire because we got our general. So they asked Kumbhakarna to get a boon. Any boon apart from liberation. His liberation weak demigods cannot give. That only Mukunda can give, Krishna can give. The giver of liberation, mukti. So Mushikunda said, see, look, I am so tired. All I want is to sleep. Like I want to just have some uninterrupted sleep for a long time. And if anybody wakes me up untimely, then just by my glance he'll be burned to ashes. So this Mushikunda was sleeping in that cave. And Krishna entered into that cave, and Kalajavana chased him and also entered behind him. And then he saw somebody. Inside the cave was dark, so he couldn't see properly, and he saw somebody lying on the ground. So he thought that that was Krishna. So he said, you pretending to be a saintly person, lying down now. And he just kicked him. And in this way he woke up Mushikunda. Mushikunda just opened up, woke up and opened his eyes, and he glanced at Kalajavana. And what happened? In a moment Kalajavana was burnt to ashes. So in this way, Krishna took care of Kalajavana. So I just thought of telling you this from last night's anecdote. Thank you all very much. Does anybody have any question? Yes.
You gave the example here, Prabhupada explained about Suniti, explained how mother should train the children to practice Brahmacharya and become a devotee. So, they see, on the other hand, most of the mothers, even like Sushi Mata, and she didn't want Nimai to go to school because he may leave like the end of the day. And also, we see the mother Shankaracharya also, and also many other great devotees. They themselves being devotees also, they had the concern that they shouldn't leave, which appears to be very natural for a mother. Although he wants them to be a devotee, but not too renounced in that sense. So, is it possible that every mother can actually be catholic?
Well, if every mother acted like Suniti, then Prabhupada didn't have to say this in the purport. So because the mothers won't act like that, because the mothers will naturally be attached to their children, that's why Prabhupada is specifically asking the mothers to train their children in this way. Naturally, mothers have affection, they want to hold on to their children.
गुरु महाराज जी जैसे श्रीला प्रभुपाद ने शास्त्र में लिखा है कि हर मदर को माता को सुनिति जैसे होना चाहिए और बच्चे को ब्रह्मचारी से भी ट्रेनिंग देना चाहिए तो जैसा भी लिखता है गुरु महाराज जी भी स्कूल जाने लगे और अभी जैसे ये पहले पॉसिबल था जैसे पॉसिबल नहीं तो मुझे भी ऐसा लगता है कि अभी मैं देखती हूँ लाइक सबको कि मुझे भी लगता है कि नित्यानंद ब्रह्मचारी उधर बने तो मैं घर पर रहकर उसको कैसे उठूँ
स्कूल में क्या हुआ पता नहीं
हम घर पर उसको हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र सिखाते हैं लड़के मुझे आशीष करते हैं फिर स्कूल में जाता है तो उसको और कोई दूसरे गाने वगैरह सिखा देते हैं जैसे बच्चे आकर मंदिर में कीर्तन अगर करते तो भरत जी सुभद्रा के साथ भी स्कूल में उसको सिखाते
हाँ, इसलिए हम लोग यहाँ एक स्कूल बनाने का तय किया था, देखते हैं क्या होता है। क्योंकि बच्चे लोग को हमारे वो बाहर के जो स्कूल है वहाँ तो शिक्षा सही नहीं मिलता है और वहाँ उसका प्रभाव भी बहुत खराब है। एक लड़का, मैं जब सूरत गया था, एक भक्त का लड़का, जगदीश सोमानी है उसका लड़का, वो देहरादून में पढ़ रहा है, तो उसके साथ मैं बात कर रहा था, तो बोल रहा था कि मैं को वहाँ का हाल, कॉलेज का हाल पूछ रहा था, वो बोल रहा था कि लगभग 80% स्टूडेंट्स ड्रग्स लेते हैं। तो देखो हाल क्या स्थिति कैसा हुआ है। तो इसका प्रभाव जरूर पड़ेगी, तो उसे संभालना है। तो जब तक मैं तो कहूंगा, तो ऐसा जब प्रभाव का बुरा प्रभाव पड़ता है तो जब तक हमारा स्कूल नहीं बनता है तो घर में उसको पढ़ाओ। उसको तो पंडित बनने का, पंडित बन जाएगा, इस्कॉन में रहकर पंडित बन सकता है, बल्कि उसको तो नौकरी नहीं करना होगा। ये जो एजुकेशन जो है ये नौकरी मिलने का एजुकेशन है ना। पढ़ाई क्यों कर रहे हैं? नौकरी मिलने के लिए। तो भक्त लोग को कृष्ण का नौकर बनना है, और कृष्ण का नौकर बनने के लिए डिग्री का जरूरत नहीं होता है। तो हमारा अपना समाज तैयार करना होगा। या ब्राह्मण बने, क्षत्रिय बने, वैश्य बने, ये हमारा काम है। अपने भक्तों को प्रभुपाद इस्कॉन चाहते थे क्या? इस्कॉन का भक्त सब ब्राह्मण बनेंगे। वैष्णव बनेंगे, ब्राह्मण बनेंगे। इस्कॉन में जो शिक्षा मिलता है वो सही रूप से अगर मिल देगा तो उसका एजुकेशन पूरा हो जाएगा। ठीक है। सन राइजेस
Science
of self-realization means realization of self means realizing Krishna. Can you see yourself with a lamp? But can you see others with a lamp? So will seeing yourself be enough with a lamp, or wait for the sunrise? Yeah. So Krishna consciousness is like the sunrise. The yogis through meditation they may realize the self, but that realization will not be the complete without Krishna consciousness. Then only it will be paramatmeti, paramatma realization, and paramatma realization will lead to Bhagavan realization. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Say clearly. I can't understand what you're saying. Say clearly. Boldly just speak it.
Actually, for example, like, you know that the nature of the spiritual is Ananda Bhakti, it's very beautiful. and his body is in a pattern. So then who is enjoying this suffering? Because the soul leader is not to enjoy this material world. And he is suffering and then he is enjoying.
It is the soul, due to his body consciousness, is experiencing suffering, pleasure and pain in relation to the body. Because he is identifying himself with the body's experiences of pleasure and pain he thinks is his. But actually it is not his, it's body's. Get the point? Body is made of matter, but he is a spirit soul, but he is identifying himself with the body. Aren't we thinking that we are this body? So whatever happens to the body, we think it's happening to me. Right? And that is the illusion. That is Maya. Identifying himself with the body. Originally, he is a spirit soul. So that spirit soul is Anandamaya. But because he is identifying himself with the body, therefore he has become Dukkhamaya. Opposite to Anandamaya. That's why he'll have to transcend the body platform, bodily platform.
And one of the purports Prabhupada writes that the inhabitants of Siddhalapa planet, they can actually fly without an airplane. Like the four Kumaras and Narad Muni also goes to the spiritual world without an airplane. So if even the residents of the material world, some of them they can go without an airplane, so what was the need for the Vaikuntha Vasis to come with an airplane? So they have just gone without an airplane.
You see, Siddha Lokas, they have one status. Vaikuntha Vasis have another status. One way of looking at it is that the inhabitants of Siddha Lokas are generally renounced. They are actually sages who are in Siddha Loka. Tapaloka. So, because they are renounced, but in Vaikuntha Loka, they are the servants of Krishna. And if Krishna provides them aircraft, say, fine. That's the difference. Vaikuntha Vasis are not renounced. They are engaged in Krishna. They are accepting things in relation to Krishna, Narayana. That's the difference. If they wanted, they could. But Narayana has given them. So that's why they're using it. Okay, Gunjan Vash from Ujjain. Gunjan is okay. Oh, I was wondering where you said. Oh, you read. Okay, you could have asked me, or it's better to write. Very nice class. Okay. My question is, what about all the planets like Mars, Jupiter, etc.? Maharaj, in the 14 planetary system, the descriptions of these planets are not there. Only Earth planet is there. Those planets are there, like some planets are, some planets fall in the category that we are seeing, the luminaries, the stars and planets. Some are Swargaloka, right? But some are even beyond that. Like for example, there is a Dhruva Loka, Dhruva star, North star. There is Saptarshi Mandal, there are sages, they are beyond Swargaloka. Some sages are in Maharloka, some are in Tapaloka, some are in Janaloka, etc. So, like Bhrigu and other such sages, they are in Maharloka. And then some other are in, And then the four Kumaras are in Tapaloka. And Brahma is in Sataloka. Of course, Brahma's abode is not visible from here, but other planetary system. So they are there, like Brihaspati, Jupiter, Brihaspati is Jupiter, Venus, Mars is Mangal, etc. So in this way, the higher planetary systems are visible in the form of the stars, but they have their respective locations. Okay. You are studying in Vrindavan. Why do you have so many questions? You are studying in Govardhan. I thought your questions will be answered there. Or are you checking us out? Okay, so go ahead, ask.
Like, as you know that there are several coverings of this universe, and Prabhupada gives you another analogy in the case that the body also has been compared to a small universe.
What's that?
This body has been compared to a small universe. Like, here also, in this body, there are several coverings, and there are several coverings in the universe. Now, this is it. So, I couldn't understand this one. That is it like when the spirit soul gradually becomes free from this body, then also it becomes free from this death covering?
I didn't get that.
Yes, when the spirit soul gradually becomes free from this bodily concept of life, like here or there, soul is covered in the seven covering, in this body, and then with the seven covering. So, that soul becomes free from this seven covering, then it becomes free from the bodily concept of life.
Yes. He becomes free from the bodily concept of life, and then he becomes qualified to go out of this universe. So that's true, like you become free from the bodily concept, then meaning you are free from material concept. You're out of the material nature. Right? And that situation is spiritual situation. Jivan Mukta stage. Or Swarup Siddhi stage. Swarup Siddhi. Any other question? Yes?
If one performs devotional service, with the passing of time, if you do not develop taste or mercy, then it is the passing of time, if one does not develop mercy.
One does not develop what?
Rati,
okay. Say it again.
One person sadhana bhakti, by doing that if one develop taste, then is it a labor or from every kevalam?
Right. Notpade, which means, you know, by rendering devotional service, one should come to the state of receiving the taste, achieving the taste. So that taste, unless and until we achieve the taste, then sadhana bhakti is not being effective. Sadhana bhakti should come to the stage of acquiring the taste, then it will become spontaneous devotional service. Once you get the taste. Otherwise, you are just endeavoring. It is shram. You are endeavoring. But the purpose of the endeavor is to come to that stage of bhava bhakti or rati.
As you mentioned that means for bhakti is offer ourselves to Krishna.
Bhakti?
Offer ourselves to Krishna.
Yeah. So, like, beginning of bhakti is to offer ourselves to Krishna.
So in that verse of King Ambi said, Savai Mana Krishna Padaya, it is said that first he offered his mind in the service of Krishna. But we see that offering the gross body is easier in comparison to offering the subtle body, because mind intelligence and ego is very difficult to apply in Lord's service. So in that verse it is written that first we offer
the Well, body. If the mind is not engaged, mind is not offered, how will you engage the body? So that means body is mechanically doing, it's not properly engaged in devotional service. Anyway, so that's point is Krishna is emphasizing the mind first. Man mana bhava. Arjuna is saying it's difficult to control the mind. Anyway, Sadhan Siddha, I was joking with you. Don't take it seriously. You have any other question? You can feel free to ask. It's alright. You can. I'm happy that you're asking questions. Only thing is that I was asking you to become more clear when you are speaking. Due to fear. Okay, then overcome your fear. One hand went up here. You have a question? You had your hands up.
I think you told that Krishna don't touch someone who is sinful.
But Krishna doesn't know. One cannot touch Krishna.
He feels so many demons.
Yeah, but they didn't touch Krishna. The point is, it's not that Krishna is touching them. You got the point. No, I didn't get the point right. What actually has been said in Bhagavatam, that because Kala Javana was not free from sinful reactions, he couldn't touch Krishna. Pointing out that unless and until one is free from sinful reaction, one cannot touch Krishna. I don't remember. I don't remember reading Dhruva Maharaj's past life. Anyway, don't worry about it. Don't even worry about your past life. Just consider what's going to be in. What are you going to do now? That's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying. Forget the past that sleeps and never future dream at all. Live with the time that are with thee, and progress thee shall call. Live with the time that are with thee. That means the time that is with you. What is with you? Is your past with you? Is your future with you? Then what do you have? Present. So use your present. Okay. In ISKCON society, you should think that you are a Sudra. Sudra, but Krishna Sudra. You are a servant, not even a servant, you are a slave who doesn't get any salary. He's sold out. So that is what we should think about ourselves to Krishna in ISKCON. We are Krishna's slaves. And our only business is to serve him. And a servant thinks That is the thing. A Vaishnav means he is a servant of Krishna. And servant just serves according to the master's need. Whatever the master wants, he is happy to do that.
My question is that sometimes I can get it when I'm doing a job. So you say that you should have a passion for your job, right? But when you have a relation with service, sometimes you have to think which can every moment for that service. You have to develop a quality of the service. So in context of our devotional life, being passionate for your devotional service, is it justified or not?
Yes, be passionate for your devotional service. Yes. Kam Krishna Karmarpani. Our passion should be in rendering service to Krishna. Yes. You can ask as many questions as you want. That's all right. Because when you become conscious of Krishna, then you automatically serve Him. So first consciousness and then service. Right? Consciousness leads to love. Love leads to service. So first comes consciousness. So you become conscious of Krishna, then you fall in love with Krishna. And when you fall in love with Krishna, then what do? Go to sleep? When a person is in love, does he want to go to sleep? Or he wants to do something for his lover? So that is what devotional service is.